Good morning, Felicity.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming. Now, I came across a little story last year, and I thought I'd share it with you because I thought it had some good elements to it. And I've got some helpers to role play for me. So, this is about the meaning of life. A man died. When he realised it, he saw God coming closer with a suitcase in hand. And this is the dialogue between God and the dead man.
All right, son, it's time to go.
So soon? I had a lot of plans.
I am sorry, but it's time to go.
What do you have in that suitcase?
Your belongings.
My belongings? You mean my things, clothes, money?
Those things were never yours. They belong to the earth.
Is it my memories?
No, they belong to time.
Is it my talent?
No, they belong to circumstance.
Is it my friends and family?
No, son. They belong to the path you travelled.
Is it my wife and children, Tom?
No, they belong to your heart.
Then it must be my body.
No, it belongs to dust.
Then surely it must be my soul?
You are sadly mistaken, son. Your soul belongs to me.
Man, with tears in his eyes and full of fear, took the suitcase from God's hand and opened it. Empty. With broken heart and tears down his cheeks, he asked God,
I never owned anything?
That's right. You never owned anything.
Then what was mine?
Your moments. Every moment you lived was yours.
So do good in every moment. Think good in every moment. Thank God for every moment. Life is just a moment. And I wanted to go on and think then about what we do take with us. And for me, that's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as we see in Galatians. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. And love, agape love, denotes an undefeatable benevolence and unconquerable goodwill that always seeks the highest good for others, no matter their behaviour. It is a love that gives freely without asking anything in return and does not consider the worth of its objects. Agape is more a love by choice than philos, which is love by chance, and it refers to the will rather than the emotion. Agape describes the unconditional love God has for the world. The next is joy. Joy, chara. The joy referred to here is deeper than mere happiness, is rooted in God and comes from Him. Since it comes from God, it is more serene and stable than worldly happiness, which is merely emotional and lasts only for a time. The next is peace. Peace, the Greek word in Strong's, probably derived from a primary verb, means peace by implication, prosperity, one peace, quietness, rest, set at one again. The word peace comes from the Greek word eirene, the Greek equivalent for the Hebrew word shalom, which expresses the idea of wholeness, completeness, or tranquility in the soul that is unaffected by the outward circumstances of pressure. The word eirene strongly suggests the rule of order in place of chaos. Patience. The first pronounced macrothumia comes from macros, long, and thermos, temper. The word denotes lenience, forbearance, fortitude, patience, endurance, long-suffering. Also included in macrothumia is the ability to endure persecution and ill treatment. It describes a person who has the power to exercise revenge, but instead exercise restraint. Kindness. Kindness in Strong's is goodness in action, sweetness of disposition, gentleness in dealing with others, benevolence, kindness, affability. The word describes the ability to act for the welfare of those taxing your patience. The Holy Spirit removes abrasive qualities from the character of one under his control. The word kindness comes from the Greek word chair. Yeah, well, when meant to show kindness or to be friendly to others, and often depicted rulers, governors, or people who were kind, mild, and benevolent to their subjects. Anyone who demonstrated this quality, the trestoses, was considered to be compassionate, considerate, sympathetic, humane, kind, or gentle. The Apostle Paul uses the word to depict God's incomprehensible kindness for people who are unsaved in Ephesians. Kindness is doing something and not expecting anything in return. Kindness is respect and helping others without waiting for someone to help you one back. It implies kindness no matter what. We should live in purity, understanding, patience and kindness in the Holy Spirit, in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left. Goodness. The state of quality of being good, moral excellence, virtue, kindly feeling kindness, generosity, joy in being good, the best part of anything, essence, strength, general character recognised in quality or conduct. Faithfulness. The root of pistos, faith. This is to persuade or be persuaded, which applies the core meaning of faith, being divine persuasion, received from God and never generated by man. It is defined as the following: objectively trustworthy, subjectively trustful, believe and faithful, sure and true. Gentleness. In divinely balanced virtue that can only operate. A disposition that is evenly, the New Spirit-filled Life Bible defines gentleness as a disposition that is even-tempered, tranquil, balanced in spirit, unpretentious, and that has the passions under control. The word is best translated meekness, not as an indication of weakness, but power and strength under control. The person who possesses this quality pardons injuries, corrects faults, and relies his own spirit well. And self-control, meaning strong, having mastery, able to control one's thoughts and actions. We read also, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. So as I said, the fruits of the Spirit and these things develop our character and our nature. And that's preparing us, and that's the only thing we can take into the heavenly kingdom with us. And they're the virtues that we need to have for God to be able to use us in whatever role he has. So it's nothing to do with anything else. So in regard to that, I wanted you to all take a little suitcase, which is empty. Now, there are little magnets here, so it was empty, I haven't put them in. If you want a magnet to put it on your fridge, the sticking ones don't stick, so you actually have to put it in and attach it to your fridge and then close your empty suitcase if you want one. And to remind you that if your suitcase is empty, as it will be when you move forward, the only thing that you can take with you are the fruits of the Spirit. So you can all have the fruits of the Spirit. And I do have some stick-on magnets, I think, that we can attach to those if you want. So take those as you go. Has anybody else got any comments?
They're a nice list of...